Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We don't do it like this. That's how you ready. Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Of course, you know, this is Creek Game Radio pre-Father's Day edition. You know, just a couple things I want to get out there. As much as it pains me to say this, I want to send congratulations to the LA Lakers for winning the championship. Even though I say, you know, it's bogus when Boston choked up at the last minute, you know. But all in all, it's over. They fought, they won it. So congrats out to the Lakers. Shout out to all the Laker fans out there. Boston fans, I'm sorry, maybe next year, you dig? I'm just a fan of the Eastern Conference over the Western Conference. I'm from the East, you dig it? So that's why I always root for the Eastern team if they make it into the playoffs. Anyway, got a couple of things going on. Starting tomorrow, Father's Day, you know, a little thing you want and end the weekend out on a bang, early little party. You can go to Champagne Splash Sundays going down at Club Passion. That's 40 West Merritt in Freeport, Long Island. They got an open bar from 9 to 11, a jerk chicken buffet. So go there, get fed, have a little drink, dance for a few hours, and, you know, head home, go to work on Monday, feeling kind of good. Anyway, they'll be spinning some of the best in reggae, soca, calypso, dancehall, R&B, and hip-hop. So you want to go check that out. Also, Rockland County area stand up. The budget has passed for the East Ramapo School District budget, and in celebration of that, the Take a Bath movement, who's been in charge of this whole budget passing movement through Facebook and through Twitter and everything, they're throwing a party tonight at the Riviera Steakhouse. Anyone who's been down with the movement since day one, you guys are getting in free before 12:30. So if you got the secret message through Facebook, get to the Riviera Steakhouse, Main Street and Nyack, you're in there for free before 12:30. Like I said, that's a good thing. The budget got passed. The kid's going to, you know, have a shot getting a decent education and everything like that. So that's a good look for them guys over there. Also, too, tomorrow, Father's Day, there's a Father's Day jam barbecue jump off going down at Von King Park in Bed-Stuy. It's a free concert. There'll be food there, barbecue, just fun, you know, so go check it out. You may even catch Free Game Radio over there live and direct, all right? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back, get into our dumbasses of the week and our topic at hand. Pretty much, we just saluting fathers, so. Actually, I'm sorry, not just fathers. We're saluting fathers, uncles, grandfathers, godfathers, the mothers who play the father roles, also who stepped in. Like I said, you play that father role, you got a little shorty look up to you, and you're doing your thing. We're saluting you today on tonight's pregame. So hold tight. We'll be back, all right?
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Hi, welcome back, welcome back. Also, too, if you guys are looking for a party coming up next week on the 25th on the anniversary of MJ's passing, also, too, that's going to be a real special show next week, so definitely check that out. The tip top of his crew, the Ballers crew, they're presenting a big all-white affair going down at King's Palace, 347 37th Street, between 3rd and 4th in Brooklyn. Show some by Young Gab. Ladies, you're free before 1 o'clock. And fellas, it's $20 for you guys to get in. All right. We're going to get right up into it, right into the whole dumbass of the week thing. I got one here submitted by my homeboy, RJ Steele. I believe out in California somewhere out west, even down south maybe. Yeah, actually it was down south. A 29-year-old mother by the name of Christina Muniz. She tried to leave her kids at home, you know, wherever they was living at, and go to California to become a stripper. Not for, you know, a new job or, you know, anything like that, but just become a stripper. Like, not even, like I said, not even to be an actress, not pursue a dream in the music industry or nothing like that. That it was just to be a stripper. And then when, because how the whole thing came to light, her older son, I believe, called the 911 or told the teacher, hey, my mom is packing to move, and she says she's not taking me and my brother with her. So police get there. Mom is, I'm sorry, she didn't even deserve that title of mom. She deserves to be called, you know what it is. A dumbass decides to be drunk, passed out on wine, while the police are there in the crib waiting for CPS to come take him away. CPS takes him away, and, you know, the kid's still having that unconditional love for his mother, goes to give her a hug because he's leaving. And instead of her being decent and trying to, you know, hug him back or even show some type of I'm sorry or something like that, she punches him in the stomach. How the fuck do you punch a 11-year-old kid in the stomach because he's trying to give you a hug? I'll get what that shit is. So, like I said, straight up on that one, she deserves to be called mom, not even by her name. So that's one dumbass of the week there. Also, I have another dumbass. There's a man down south posing as a woman known as Jamelia Lillian Sanders, 35 years old, was recently arrested for predatory assault on two young girls. Now, here's how this slick son of a bitch did it. Not even slick, but here's how he did it. He, you know, grew his hair out and posed as a woman because anyone who, you know, looks to take care of the kids, they're leery of men. You know, they always give men the side eye. You know, even though they're most clean-cut type of gentleman, you know, perfect for the job, they'll still side-eye them, you know. So knowing that, he posed as a woman. I mean, women, easier access. But he raped, molested, sodomized these girls, and after a whole lot of counseling and therapy, the girls actually came forward and said it was him. Luckily, the police got to him before they did. Well, I'm sorry. Luckily, the police got to them when they did because while they was on the way to get him, the local residents was administering street justice. They were straight up whipping his ass, fucking him up, which should have been how it went down. But anyway, if convicted, here's the most sick thing. He only stands to do 10 years in the joint. 10 years? Like, what? Like, I know people who get longer sentences for less heinous crimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's why I say people, write your congressman, vote, get the people in office that you want to have up in the office. All right? All right, so here's what we're going to do. Like I said, we saluting fathers and, you know, the uncles, the godfathers, grandfathers, everybody who, you know, plays that awesome role in helping raise our, you know, our future, the kids. So I might, you know, give you guys a better shout out of mine. Like, you know, those who know me and my father, we, you know, we don't have the best contact, not even the best relationship, but, hey, I know who he was and, well, who he is, sorry, he's still living, but. Like I said, you know, now that I'm a grown man, you know, the relationship's a bit different. You know, he calls me once, so I call him when I want to, and it is what it is. But growing up, mostly I had a, you know, while he lived in Brooklyn, I had my uncle look up to, I had my godfather, you know, so I had pretty much of, always had some type of positive male role model, you know, positive male influence in my life. So for those that are listening, like I said, I got that, and now I'm even trying to get back with my godkids and my nieces and nephews. And just keep that cycle going, whether or not, you know, the biological father is still there, you know, or not. Doesn't mean because they're your family, you still got to, you know, be concerned with the upbringing. But anyway, our number is 347-857-4302. We're talking about fathers, and wow, it's getting kind of crazy outside the studio tonight. So, like I said, that's what we're talking about. And also, too, the topic of the evening, how would you feel if your significant other was a exotic dancer? You know, like, what type of strain would that have in your relationship? I see now the phone lines are starting to fill up and everything like that. But before I go any further, I want to give a notable mention to the sisters who was on last week, the Detachable Heel System. Like I said, they got a whole bunch of stuff coming out in the works, so you want to check that out. Also, you guys are hungry, you want to check out Crown Jewel Catering, crownjewelcatering.com. They're having actually a special tomorrow, no Father's Day brunch. So you want to check them out on the web. Like I said, that's crownjewelcatering.com. Get all the information as far as the Father's Day brunch goes and everything like that. We're going to take a call. I believe we got Lucky Me in the building. He just strolled in from the studio. See if he's ready to talk. Luck, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, man? We hear you.
What's good? What's going on, Brooklyn Black? How's it shaking, baby?
We doing good. I don't know exactly how much you've heard, but I might, you know, I'll give you a quick little recap. We got two dumbasses of the week.
Okay.
For this week. One this mother down south who tried to leave her kids in the crib to go to Cali to be a stripper.
Wow.
Not to be an actress, you know, not to do movies, not to cut a CD, but to dance on the damn pole.
Well, I mean, this is the life and the world that we live in where, you know, there's example. This is a prime example of an unfit, you know what I'm saying, parent. And look, she has her kids, and there's women out there that, who can't even bear children, and they, you know, and they don't get opportunities. And this is, you know, it's crazy. What did she get? She got arrested, obviously, right?
Well, as of now, just right now, police haven't pressed charges, but CPS did take the kids away. And dig this shit. When the kid, you know, the kids always have that unconditional love for their mom, especially when they're young, goes to give her a hug, and she hits him in the gut, like straight gut checks him.
Well, there's some similarities to my childhood. My mom used to leave us in the crib and do shit like that. You got out for the night and just leave us in
the house. Yeah, but she didn't pack her shit and go halfway across the country, neither, though. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm asking, but did she, like, pack and move and leave you in the crib?
Well, for a weekend, she'll leave on Friday and then come show up, like, right before the morning for school.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about that, but 347-857-4302. Like I said, we're going to pay a couple bills in a minute, and also I'm very, very, very ecstatic. My cry has been answered. If you guys remember, I called out a couple weeks ago. I wanted Brooklyn Rappers on the show. I wanted to play their shit. This week I got it. And this is coming from the LFD crew out of Williamsburg. Her 76, I can't wait to hit y'all with it in a little bit. Actually, I might hit y'all with it in a couple of seconds. I'll see if I can get one of the members of that crew to come out, and I'll have this information ready for y'all.
I'm getting
right into it right now. Here's the track. They got this track. What's it? Where is it?
Let's do it.
All right. It's called Attack of the Rap Game. This is, like I said, come from the LFD crew, Jay Fuego, New Era, and NBA. They got a mixtape out called Strictly Business, but exclusively first time ever heard on public airwaves, LFD on pregame radio. All right, hold tight. We're going to have the open forum, see how y'all like it, and anything like that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is pregame radio.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah. LFD. Big up to the lyricists and the greatest writers. Making their shit legit, pulling all-nighters. Versus the biggest phonies the world's ever known. Talking all this G shit, but can never go home. Lyrics I spit are like the gospel of spoken word. And the rhymes that I thought of, best lyrics never heard. I'm consistent with the words that I speak. While I listen to the rest of y'all, it's the truth that I see. Most rappers with money hold back young potential. Most rawest of our kind are overshadowed by the gentle and a message to those rappers not writing their own rhymes. I'm sorry to say it, but you're just wasting our time. Obtaining your money through someone else's efforts, and you call yourself an artist, and you claim to be better. Using someone's materials that got you this far. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Y'all know who y'all are.
From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, but I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, it's pack of the rap game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, it's pack of the rap game. This is my time, this is my calling. So all you motherfuckers need to start recording. I'm sick of this commercial shit, it's getting tight, boring. When y'all pick up the microphone, I start yawning. I do this all night to the early morning. I eat, spit, and bleed this. So you niggas is needless. Motherfucker, I need this. I played by ear. This is my hunger, I came a long way to get here. So when I hear hip-hop, I shed a tear. Hip hop is a dad, I'm here to resurrect it. This is strictly business, so let's get to it. Because I'm on it. Raiders breaking back like them Kangol hats. I'm sick of niggas who don't write their own raps. They send me tracks and I send them right back. Because these niggas are straight rap. And that's the end of that. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, attack of the rap game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, attack of the rap game. Attack of the rap game.
No, I'm never giving up. I'm a soldier in this war. I will never lose my spark. I'll be coming back with more. Everything you throw at me will never ever work. I will fight on through the pain, but I won't ever show I'm hurt. I just hope I'm not speaking on deaf ears. The crew and I raise our glasses and give cheers. They salute me in my battle and I got them on my side. So when I run up in the distance, they won't be too far behind. My sharpshooters, cause I need them just in case. Cause I know when I'm on the battlefield, it's a crazy place. I'ma liberate the enemy through the prisoners of war. I'ma free the real rappers and finally settle the score, yeah.
From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, attack of the rap game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, attack of the rap game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, attack of the rap game.
Yeah, live. We are back. That was the joint Attack of the Rap Game by LFD coming out of Brooklyn. And we got Lucky Me in the building also, too. We got a member of the crew. We got NBA himself in the building, live from the LFD group. NBA, you there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
What's up? Thanks for showing love, baby.
No doubt, no doubt. Attention to everybody who is listening via the phone, if you guys want to get on and let the crew know what you thought about, what you heard, press 1 on your phone and I'll get you online. So NBA, right now, you know, you are future guests. Tell us about the crew, man.
Oh, man. The members are Johnny Fuego, New Era, and NBA myself. NBA stands for Niggas Back in Action. It's a working title, but we're going to get through it. We formed about maybe a month ago. Like, we really had no plans for this. We just kind of did it as a hobby. We just got some YouTube beats, just started freestyling, then fuck it, it just kind of blew up. My man got the Pro Tools system. He just said, fuck it, let's do this. All right, let's do this. Yeah, it's a blessing ever since.
Okay.
It's a blessing ever since. Right, I'm just real humble. All right,
so
real
if people wanted
right
to
now.
Get in contact with you, you know, if people want to get in contact with you, you know, on some collabo, you know, matter of fact, hold on, let's ask our resident rap star, Lucky Me, what he thought of that joint. Luck, what's good?
Yo, what's cracking? What's good? What's good? Yo,
all right, what you think of that track?
I liked it. It like I said, them dudes, they wasn't just talking about, you know, glitz and glamour. It's more so from within, you know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to their stories, and that's something as, you know, I'm a rapper too, and I was feeling what they were saying. So they're doing their thing. I would love to collab with them. All right,
so, wow, NBA, you gave us a lot of noise back there. You in the studio still, son?
Oh, no, I'm actually at work. All right, so
NBA, if people want to get in contact with you, like Lucky Me just said, like to do a collab with the crew, how would they contact you, man?
My number is 917-405-0034. The number again is 901-405-0034.
I believe not to correct on your own number, but I believe you meant to say 917. So 917-405-0034 if you want to contact NBA and LFD crew. Alright, so NBA, you know we're doing a pretty much a pre Father's Day salute, anything like that. Is there anything like, you know, you want to give a shout out to your pops or, you know, somebody out there, however it is, your homeboys, whatever.
I actually want to give a shout out to three people. I want to give a shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. You really held me down through the years. I want to give a shout out to my moms, where like she was with me when nobody else was. So shout out to moms on that for Father's Day, and my own father. You know, I can't forget about him. So love. Very appreciative right now. I'm just happy, real happy right now.
All right. So yo, what's next for the LFD crew, man?
Oh, we're just going to work on our next mixtape. The mixtape we finished. It's called Strictly Business. We're gonna work on another mixtape. It's untitled right now, but it's still a work in progress. You're going to, like, see what's up. But we're just going to hit the studio real hard, you know? Just grind. All right,
so check out the mixtape, Strictly Business. You know, it's being sold out of a trunk near you. You know, check your local Buddha man and anybody who got it. I'll throw up the link where you could download it as soon as I get it. So check it out. Actually, I got a personal copy. So, but it's still a hot, hollow thing you want to pick up. Check them out. All right, LFD, they'll probably have something set up on Facebook in the coming days. All right, yo, NBA, hope you're staying with us. We'll be back to you in a minute. Like I said, we're going to the backpack. NBA, how would you feel if your girl was a stripper?
I wouldn't care, really. If that's her job, that's her grind, I can't hate on that. But, I mean, it's just like everybody has their own way of really making revenue. It's not everybody can't be privileged to have, like, a skill or a trade. Some people have to really go out and get theirs any way they feel, so I don't discriminate. I mean, if she's loving me, she with me, it's shit is straight. I have no complaints on that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what's up. Good looking out. Like I said, stay with us for as long as you can. I'll be coming back to you because I may be playing another joint from you, and if not this hour, hour or two, all right?
All right.
Now, look, you had some?
No, I actually have a Facebook, but you answered it.
Okay. All right, so look, you agree with what NBA just said, you know, with the whole, if your lady was an exotic dancer, you know, and she was out night after night, you know, twerking for them dollars, would you have a problem with that?
I will only be if I can be her manager, and I'll be right there in the club, right with her, just watching everything. Keep it funky, I'll watch. But like you said, you know, to reiterate, if that's her thing, and if she's really taking it serious and just looking at it as a business, and she's just shaking that ass, and that's it, and you know, she's working at it's structured to where, you know, the bodyguards, and it's a legitimate business, not like no hole in the wall, trash and shaking that ass for a small bit of cash. Nah, it'd be something legit, you know what I'm saying? And if it's legit and she's, you know, I would sit down with her and be like, listen, you're going to be a stripper, you're going to make money, but then how can we take this to the next level? And if she's willing to do that and be serious about it, I could do it. But if she's just trying to be a hooker and just shake that ass, nah, I can't fuck with you.
All right, so now my question is also to the numbers 347-857-4302. But I'm not supposed to, like, say, hey, starting out, you know, that's what she does. But then say you guys get long-term, like a year in, 2 years in, the idea of marriage is floating around in the air. Would you still be cool with her doing that?
Yes, if it's serious, yes. Only because, you know, like I said, I do the rap thing, and she knows what entails with, like, say if I become a big rap star and I'm on the road, I'm on a show, she know groupies is going to be throwing themselves and panties and stuff like that. So I would expect her to trust me because I'm taking my craft serious. So if she's taking her craft serious, I mean, I have no choice but, you know, to you know, trust her on that level and ride with her the same way I want her to ride with me.
All right, so, yeah, that's the ill topic. So it seems, you know, we might have hit, you know, some talking gold today, you know, something really good about, like I said, how'd you feel if your girl, hey, your significant other, you know, if your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, whatever, was a dancer, because don't fight your fellas, you know, sometimes I be in tripping nails too, you know, I got female friends and they be telling me and shit, so let's not front on that, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to take another, you know, quick little break. I got some bills to pay and anything like that. Actually, while I do it, I'm going to hit y'all off with another joint, Welcome to the Club, from these LFD guys coming out of Brooklyn.
Yeah. LFD. Che Fuego. New Era. NBA. Let's hit it. I'm the lyrical doctor, yo, it's time for your checkup. You seem a bit weak, I think you should rest up. Here's your medicine, take it from a veteran. Listen up close, you're not rocking with the gentleman. These lyrics are meant to circle around your head. If you were stuck on one bar, then you didn't get what I said. I stand on mountains, we don't breathe the same air. I'ma destroy this verse till it's damaged beyond repair. You can't do what I do, you just don't got the tools. The game is so hard when you don't know the rules. The number one player, man, I'm cashing my chips and voila, I just made this verse rich. Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get on a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit when y'all niggas in debt. Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get on a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit when y'all niggas in debt.
This is a banger for all the gangbangers, the grimy niggas who sit back and body shit for a hobby, kid. We're army, we sit back, party bullshit, and get these bitches drunk and naughty, kid. I'm a ladies man, I get the pussy popping while you niggas trying to get these bitches panties dropping. I get it done cause it's not an option. Patron shots not stopping, VIP in the club, holla at your boy. I straight destroy, I bring the noise like Pastor Troy. Full throttle, make these bitches swallow. I'm popping bottles, fucking models. I make their body waddle, make them come is what I do. The swag's tight, I'm a straight fly dude.
Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get on a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit when y'all niggas in debt. Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get on a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit,
yo,
y'all niggas in debt.
Fresh nights and motorbikes is all I need in life. A broad who want a pipe and make the night just right. Posted in a spot like a pair of linebackers. My team is no slackers, come equipped with swagger. We start off with a bottle of Smirnoff. When it's last called, I'll be in them drawers. So cuff your chick if you plan to keep her. Give me a night, I'll turn her to a screamer. We spit ether and we blow reefer. So hit me up if you want beef, son. I play with girls middle just for shits and giggles. Make a gold single by the way I make it tingle. Ride through in some fierce in a pair of night gears. Another me is quite rare, living life with no cares.
Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get in a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit when y'all niggas in debt. Welcome to the club, three different perspectives. Get in a heartbeat, just a chin check it. You can't run our courses, we already on electives. Y'all deserve credit when y'all niggas in debt.
I guess I was a nigga who was chosen to finish. You childish bitches, playing a game of Quidditch. I'm on another level of a whole nother game. I love to hear my voice, but hope I'm not speaking in vain. What comes out of my mouth is passion and pain. The end result will be me making it rain. I'm not sweet. Yo, I have no equal. Me and LFD are the voices of the people. Whether good or evil, all attempts are feeble. Flying higher than the American eagle. Welcome to the club where few are even blessed. Breathe in and clear the air just to get it off my chest. I won't rest till I proclaim the best. Walking through challenges, passing any test. Doing a song and dance just to have a chance. Grow a pair of balls and keep them in your pants. Yeah, and we out. LFD.
Alright, once again, that was the Welcome to the Club joint from our featured artist, LFD, coming straight out of Brooklyn. We got Lucky Me in the building. You know, we going in on the whole Salute to Father's Day and our topic, how would you feel if your significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever, was an exotic dance? We're going to take a call live out of the 347. Let's see. Are you there? All right, 347, you live in the pregame. What's good?
Hello?
Yeah. We can hear you. Who's this? Hello? All right, we'll come back to that caller. So, anyway, we got Lucky Me back in the room. Like I said, if you guys are in the queue listening through, hit the number one on your phone so I know you want to say something, get on the air, you know, and I'll let you on. Looks like Ebony done walked into the studio with her late ass again. Hey, what up, baby?
What's up?
Yeah, you in chips or something?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
What's popping?
What's going on? Did you hear the music that we just played?
No, I did not. Technical difficulties preventing me from doing so. I'm going to have to download the show and listen again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Our feature artist of the week is the LFD crew coming out of Brooklyn.
Okay,
I just played two of their joints. But you got a dumbass of the week, but while you get all that stuff together, I'll kind of give you a recap. We got Lucky Me. He's been in the boat. He's been rocking with us, you know, kind of subbing in. He's taking time out his world cooking, his hood cooking tour.
That's what's up.
But check it, down south, a chick got arrested for trying to abandon her kids so she could move to California to become a stripper.
That's corny and that's bullshit. I wouldn't be surprised if that was just some made up bullshit. Real talk.
So you believe the story's made up bullshit? Like, you think there was another reason why she tried to leave, or?
Come on, the whole shit just sounds stupid. Period. It just sounds fucking stupid. And how many chicks leave their kids to go be strippers? This is not new.
Not new, but, like, yeah, but it came to light. And plus, like, she's leaving them in the crib and moving cross country. It's not like, you know, she lives in Brunswick, kids, and then she's going to work at Sue's Rendezvous. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She packed
up
all her shit. She's ready to leave.
Well, like I said, this is not new news. This is nothing new. It happens every day. Okay? I think we need to stop. We need to stop getting our assholes from MTO because they're assholes too. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll definitely shout them out. But also, too, because this one also hit the Associated Press. There was a guy proposing as a woman who was recently arrested for predatory sexual assault on two little girls.
That's horrible. That's unfathomable. How could you even consider, if you want to cross-dress, that's your business. Knock yourself out, by all means. But to use that and then to prey on children. Well, I don't know what to say about that. I'm sure she's going to get their just deserved.
Well, yeah, because when the police got him, you know, people in the local community was kicking his ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
to me, the irony of it is, if he gets convicted, he only stands to serve 10 years.
I don't think he's going to get
just 10
out
years.
Alive. He's not going to get out.
All right, now, back to the situation at hand or the topic at hand. Well, we got about 25 minutes left in the broadcast. how would you, you know, we're taking answers, how people would feel if their significant other was a exotic dancer?
Okay.
Now, we had the male point of view, and now, you know, you're a lady, you know, trying to see what you would feel like if, you know, if your boyfriend was a Chippendales dancer.
Chippendale, how corny.
You know.
That's corny. You have to be a person that has a certain amount of cards. I'm on the phone. A certain amount of, I don't know. You gotta have a certain amount of confidence about yourself. Period. You gotta have a certain amount of confidence about yourself to concern yourself with what it is that that they doing. You gotta look at it as a job.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if that's what you got to do, and you know, to eat and do it, then do what you got to do. Okay, do what you got to
do. All right, we're gonna take a quick one. Let Ebba get her stuff in order from the convo. But look, what's up? What's going on new with you, man? Anything else you want to get out?
Can I talk about meeting girls on Facebook and stuff like that? Can I throw that? I met somebody new from Elmira today.
What? You met a new snuggle bunny or something? What do you call them?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a new town, so you know what I'm saying? I use the Facebook for the most part. Like, during the week, I'm working, and, you know, so I use my idle time sometimes to meet girls offline. But anyway, lately I met this little chick from Elmira, and so I go to meet her today, like face-to-face and all that. And, you know, she got four kids, little niggas running around crazy, pulling on my leg. I mean, it's one of those things, man. So it's like, I just want to just throw out there, you know, it's 50-50 when you meet these girls and stuff like that. Just kind of, you know, you got to be into that type of thing. But it's kind of a stressful night, a little bit.
So with the four crazy kids and all that, like, are you into that? Like, you want to, like, you see yourself?
She had a friend, actually, who had three kids that was there. And the friend was kind of cute, so that's kind of why I stayed around. But I will only be into it if the kids are well-mannered, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind playing with a little nigga, got a little Mario or whatever, play with him, buy him a little lollipop, pause or something, you know.
All right, we got to take a call out of the 917. 917-455, you live in the pregame. What's going on?
What's up?
What's going on? Is a lady still over here?
Of course, you know it.
So what's going on? So, all right, so I seen your number for a while, so I know you done listened in on a whole bunch of stuff. Anything you want to chime in on or you want to throw out there?
I think I'm going to be good for right now.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't mind if your man was a stripper, right? I know you don't care, right? You don't give a shit.
No, I really wouldn't. I don't think that should mind because I don't think that really should matter. Because regardless of what you do, you're either going to be a whore or you're not. And that's the only thing that you could possibly be worried about. So you can you could be an MD and you could still be a whore or slut. Just because you're in that profession isn't going to necessarily make you into one.
Got you. All right, so we got about 20 minutes left in programming. While everybody else got some stuff they want to throw out a couple more events. Matt, what a party
are
tonight still?
Tonight? I'm not even thinking about a party tonight. Did you not catch my Facebook updates? I got sloshed fucking last night.
When did that stop you before?
That's very true, but I have to take a break. My liver hates me right now. I would, however, as a matter of fact, I'm going to have to do it. I have to provide feedback off of the music that I heard.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so if the guy is listening, don't be mad at me, but this is just honest opinions. I love the beat. The voices are not believable to me, though. Like, not
well,
to say I'm, that
I'm
a rapper...
Are you talking about both the songs or one song in particular?
Well, I only heard one, which is the second one you played.
Okay.
The voices, they're not believable, and the rhymes were not very fluid to me. Like, it didn't mesh well.
Okay, so we got a... We got a little, you know, both sides of the fence on this one. I think we actually got one of the guys here. Yeah, NBA, you still with us? NBA, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you, NBA. Now, you just heard the feedback on your track from another caller. Now, see, like I said, disappointed. So, you know, she was talking about your Welcome to the Club joint.
Oh.
Love
I mean,
the beat. Love it.
I mean, like, she's entitled, she's absolutely entitled to her opinion, but, like, the thing about it is, this is, like, I'll say it right now so people don't really get confused. It's not most of it, but some of it is fictional. Like I said, it's just rap. It's not to be taken serious, so, I mean, if you felt a certain way, apologies on that, but I'm telling you right now,
not apologies. I mean, are you trying to do it as a career?
Oh, no. It's just really just a hobby. There's nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. I was thinking from, like, a consumer's point of view, if you were trying to, you know, really, like, get in there and you wanted people to really look at your music seriously, then there would be a lot of cleanup work.
Oh, of course. I appreciate that. And it's just like, it all kind of started from, like, just something to do. Like, really, just some as a hobby. Just, you know, we all kind of got into it, and we just wanted to take stuff from there. Like, I do appreciate the feedback, whether positive nor negative. It's just, you know, we have other career goals in mind. You know what I'm saying? It's just something we do in our spare time.
Okay, that's real humble, you know, and once again, exclusive on Pregame Radio. You know, that's how it is. The artists, you know, give us the stuff. We play it. If it's hot, it's hot. You know, if you think it's not. It is what it is. Let's see if we got Ab ready. Ab, you back with us?
Yeah.
Ab, you there? All right, she might be getting some water or something like that. But, you know, we got about 15 minutes left in programming. Also on hour two, once again, I'm going to give you guys more parties, and we're going to pick up whether this combo leaves off bad and everything like that for the second hour. But if you guys are looking for a party, on tomorrow, there's a jump-off called Champagne Splash Sundays going down to Club Patty. That's 40 West American Freeport, Long Island. They got an open bar from 9 to 11. A jerk chicken buffet, so get there early. I am playing all the music that I know ladies still like to hear, and something is going down early and it ends early so you can go to bed and go to work.
That's crazy. All
right. Yeah, see, just for you. I found that party just for you.
Really?
But if you're not
are you
doing
are you going?
Tomorrow, I might be. But I'll more than likely be definitely going to this jump off at Von King Park tomorrow. It's going to be a free concert, free barbecue, you know, for Father's Day, saluting all the dads and everything like that. That's
and I
going
bet
down
you all
tomorrow.
The deadbeat dads are going to show up.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
It's the truth. All the real dads are probably going to be someplace with their children, and only the bum-ass dads are going to show up, or people
well,
with
also,
no kids.
Well, also in the same retrospect, you know, the good father's joke is going to be at Von King Park, you know, going to take their kids to the park. And why not go there, you know, for some free barbecue
do
and
a head count
concert
for me.
And...
Yeah.
Huh?
Do a head count for me.
Oh, okay, so it seems like you got a little frustration when it comes to the fathers. You care to go in on that?
I don't really care. I guess. My adopted father, I like him. That's probably, yeah, that's about it.
Hey, so that's what it is with that. Also, on the 25th, the all-white affair going down at King's Palace, 347 37th Street between 3rd and 4th. That's hosted by Young Gab. Ladies, you are in free before 1 a.m.
Also, on the 25th, we're having a Toyota party at Club Secrets. It's Michael Jackson themed.
Okay, Michael Jackson theme for the anniversary. That's why it's going down to Club Secrets. I'll get you guys the address by hour two, so don't worry about it. So I might definitely go to that. I'm not going to no all-white party. I ain't got nothing all-white, no way.
Any place I go, I'm going to have my glove on.
Oh, so you're talking about you're going to be wearing gloves and all that? All right. 347-857-4302. You guys want to get on the air, press one on your phones. We still got Lucky Me in the building. So be on the lookout. Hood Cooking Season 2 is already out in production. Episode 3 is on the way. Let's see. Also, check out toughwire@gmail.com to help minimize your cell phone bills and all your other types of bills and all type of consulting, image consulting, all of that good stuff. So all these rappers, models, stuff like that need an image. Check those guys out. 917-716-7600 is the number. Oh, and anybody who has friend they want that brand new Evo phone but cannot find it anywhere, if you can get to or live in the Bronx area, there's a store. They have two left. All right, that's 2460 Grand Concourse in the Bronx. Go ahead, Metro Pregame Radio, and they're going to give you 15% off an accessory, all right? Metro Pregame Radio, get the 15% off. Get your Evo phone before they're going. You got to wait months to get another one. All right, let's see. We got about 12 minutes left. I see we got a lot of long-distance numbers, so I'm going to try to get a couple of these guys in here. Call it from Virginia, 914-912. You are live. What's good? I'm sorry, not 914, 804-912. You are live. I believe that's a do-up. He's just listening. He's probably fussy with the phone on him.
Yeah, hey, Brooklyn Black.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, partner? Hey, look, being that today is Father's Day, right? And it's Father's
uh-huh.
Day, right? I'd like to hear something from the younger cats, what they think entails being a father is and what they think entails being a man is.
All right, we got about a good 10 minutes left. I'm gonna let Lucky Me start off with that one. Luck, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I heard it. First, for starters, I want to give a shout out to all the, you know what I'm saying, the fathers and the mothers out there who, you know, play the roles of the fathers for, you know, Father's Day. I think when it comes, you know, when it comes to being a man, I think a man.
Me?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, yeah. So when it comes to being a man goes the extra mile to do what he got to do to provide for his family. You know, through any type of adversity, he overcomes it, and, you know, he sticks his neck out. And, you know, just make a stand in life. All men make stands in life, you know. And as far as, like, to be a father, when it comes to being a father, I think it's more deep when it comes for our years as a mother, and, you know, they come out of the females and stuff. But when it's for the fathers, it's a different level, you know. We love our children, and, you know, just the. Our role is so big because we have to teach, and, you know, they have to learn, and pretty much the stuff that we give to them can help them in life. As far as them being, you know, if we give them the wrong tools, they turn out being, you know, losers or whatever. But if we give them good tools and we instill, you know, good values in them, then they can be, you know, president of the United States and stuff like that. So the father role is very important.
All right. We're going to take a call in from the 845. 845, I haven't heard nothing from these guys in a minute. 845, what's good? You live in the pregame. 845.
Right?
Talking
shit, life.
Yeah, you live. Who this?
Yo, this is Angel.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on, man? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, it was good, y'all.
What's good?
Alright, so the question, trying to get some feedback, see what's going on.
Alright, well the question right now is, what do you feel it takes to be a man? What do you feel it takes to be a father?
I lost my father. I was 5 years old. I lost my father. So as far as fathers go for me and everything like that, I mean, I lived this far without one. Fathers in this life, people want a father in this world. You know what I mean? People, as far as me, I wanted a father in this world. That's all I ever wanted. I didn't really get to learn anything. I didn't have no, like, stepping stool. I didn't have nobody teach me. I didn't have that actual main teacher as a man in life. And being a man in life, you need that actual teacher in life. You know, your father, whatever. I feel that, I mean, as far as that goes.
All right, I dig it. So you're obviously by your voice, you're male. So what do you feel, you know, are some of those powerful traits that makes a man, you know?
Mainly his loyalty and the respect that he can come with, and the words of wisdom he can give to you. You know what I mean? As a father, as a man, as a friend, as whatever.
Okay, so pretty much it's all on how the boy is brought up and what he learns that makes him a man, and what he can give back that makes him a man, right?
Exactly.
All right, anybody, you know, you got the floor right now, so anybody you want to give a shout-out to, you know, you got something going on you want the people to know about, you got the floor right now, so.
I mean, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm in Rockland County. I don't know where you at right now. I'm in Rockland. I'm chilling in front of Chili's and Nanuet. If anybody I know is out there listening, come through.
All right, so go to Chili's. They still got the 2-for-1s over there?
Hell yeah.
All right, so check it out. Route 59 and Nanuet. Go check it out. Get the 2-for-1 beers and the margaritas and all that good stuff. All right, that's where my man Angel from the 845 is at. Yo, thanks for calling in, man. Stay with us. We'll be back for the next hour and all that good stuff, all right?
All right, yo, no problem.
All right, 347-857-4302. Thanks to our caller, Doo-Wop from VA. The topic we're riding out with is what is it that makes a man, what is it that makes a father. I'm going to take another call out of the, let's see, 347. 347-425, what's good? You live in the pregame. 347. I guess that person is not on, not paying attention, but we'll come back to him. So I guess now it rests on me. What it takes to be a father. Well, it's all dependent on what you were brought up with and what type of experiences you have with a father or even a positive male influence role model, however, because it's the stuff you take from them and the people that were around you coming up that you in turn give back and instill into, you know what I'm saying, your kids or your nieces, your nephews, your godchildren, whatever. So it's what, you know, you learn and how they see you and how they respect what makes you in that sense of father. Now, what makes you a man, a lot of things make a man, but one thing that definitely doesn't do it is your age. All right, so that's one thing I'm saying with that. But a characteristic that would make you a man is pretty much how you are as a person. You know, like men, we have these unwritten rules, these unwritten guidelines, and they're unwritten, but all men, you know, all good men, we know them, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't blame others for any of our shortcomings, you know, if some, you know, or we don't, you know, be upset when we don't get the help we expect when that's supposed to come, because, you know, we're men, you know, men are supposed to find their own way, find their own niche, and keep it going. So a man is how a man with the problem is how he perseveres, how he perseveres, how he overcomes anything that's thrown in front of him. That's what makes him a man. Pretty much, like I said, how he lives his life. You know, if you live your life like a low life and you know it's not kosher type shit, yeah, you're not a man. If you're always second guessing your motives and your moves and all that, nah, you're really not a man. You know, we got a couple minutes left. All right, so here we go with that. Like I said, but check it out. Our featured artist of the day was the LFD Lyrics Flow Delivery Crew from Brooklyn, NBA, Johnny Fuego, and New Era. They got their mixtape, Strictly Business, like I said, available at your local bootlegger. So holler at him if you got his number. Tell him you want that new LFD. I'll put the link up on my Facebook as soon as it's available for download. We got Lucky Me in the building. We got Doo-Wop from VA. He's on the panel. Stay tuned for hour two. Hopefully, we got Evan. She'll be ready to get down for hour two of the Ask Black Hour. And we're going to get that going on. So refresh your pages. Charge up your phones. Check your Facebooks. Get the word out. Pre-game hour two starts up in about half hour. All right. We get it down. More parties. More controversy. We're going to be going over our dumbasses of the week. And everything like that, topics, like I said, the Ask Black Hour, so the panel's coming together. It's going to be more like me, Lucky Me, and whoever else wants to get down. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Lucky Me, Ab, give a shout-out to LFB Boys, you guys made the show. Ladies, still, wherever you at, have fun, be good. Everybody who called in, listened in, told people about the show, shout-out to all of you guys, all 370-something of you guys who rock with me on Facebook, all 950-something of you who rock with me on Twitter. Thank you. Keep rocking with me. I appreciate it. And as you know, the weeks come on, you know, the show gets better and better. So you guys are making pregame radio evolve into what it is. Also, before I go, I almost forgot it because I was all up in the hype of this show and everything like that. But I need all of you guys to go to Zync, ZYNC.MTV.com. I need you guys, if you have Facebook, connect with your Facebook, and I would want for you guys to nominate me. Use my Twitter name, @BrooklynBlack, all one word. Do not use caps. Right now, MTV is holding some Twitter-based talent search, and the more nominations a person gets, you know, better chance and everything like that. So, like I said, check that out, Zync, ZYNC.MTV.com. Nominate me, @BrooklynBlack. Don't use caps. If you got a Facebook, that's the best way to do it. You just connect to your Facebook page. Like I said, thanks, everybody. We'll be back in a half. All right, so check us out. It's Free Game Radio. For those who missed it, like I said, we'll be back. I'll see y'all next week. All right? Peace.